Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs. Gildan Media presents Joy, Guilt, Anger, Love, written and read by Giovanni Frazzetto.
To Berlin's River Tour Company, Reederei Riedel, and in memory of Yehuda Helkanah, 1934 to 2012. Prologue. When I worked in a neuroscience laboratory, the rhythm of experiments paced the hours. The lab was an island, a hideaway that felt distant from reality. It was a world of its own, one I had desired to set foot in ever since I turned 16. Inside, there was always quite a lot to do. Exact solutions to prepare, delicate dissections to perform, precious molecules to purify, and animals to take care of. Tightly parceled one after the other, as in a chain, these were some of the tasks that punctuated the flow of my daydreaming and at the same time pointed to big research questions. In between, I filled my lab journal with notes, diagrams, and calculations, trying to understand something as ineffable and intimate as emotions and the mind, I amassed minute fragments and discrete units of technical information. Venturing into the secrets of the human brain became an opportunity for deep reflection. It was like interrogating an unfamiliar aspect of myself. It was like deciphering a tale written in code about the mind that I myself, with my experiments, was contributing to writing. Brain tissues, neuronal cells, and stretches of DNA were the protagonists of a story that, fact after fact, revealed new truths. Every evening, with my lab coat dirty, my lab journal stained with chemicals, and standing in front of empty glassware piled up in the sink, I would assess the progress I had made. Usually, my thoughts were also in need of a rinse. No matter how much I had labored at the bench, there always seemed to be something left undone. One question demanded another. Every experiment begged for confirmation. The results could use a second round of analysis, but the next chapter of the story was always scheduled for the following day. When I made my way home, the characters from the lab would stay behind and I would latch on to another story still in progress, that of my own emotional life, of which I was the only protagonist, with my own script, the lines and movements of which were also still to be discovered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?